As we get into the second week of the partial government shutdown with no sign of resolution and the debt ceiling debate looming ever closer, more and more voices are being raised in warning and concern over how all of this is impacting our everyday lives. One of those voices is that of Dr. Ora Peskovitz. She's the CEO of the University of Michigan Health System and the Executive Vice President for Medical Affairs. Welcome to Stateside, Dr. Peskovitz.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Your words of warning are that tax dollars save lives and cuts risk them. You had the sequester cuts first, and now with the government in partial shutdown, how is this affecting medical research?
Well, you know, when research funding is at risk, so is our standing as a global leader in medical innovation. And I just believe that it's potentially devastating for our nation's physical and economic health.
You're looking at the kind of research that you're doing at the University of Michigan, and we know groundbreaking research is happening all over the country. What kinds of programs are we talking about, and how are they being impacted?
Well, we're talking primarily about medical research, biomedical research, and we're talking about the discovery and development of new drugs, new therapies, new treatments, things that really have an impact on human health. And I think it's also important to understand that medical research is also a major driver of our economy as well.
Talk more about that.
Well, you know, if you think about it, let me just use the example that I've been talking about before. When the government invests in biomedical research, it really causes a major return on investment. So one of the examples that I think is really most prominent is that of the Human Genome Project. So when the federal government invested in the Human Genome Project, they invested $3.8 billion. But the estimated return on investment was $141 for every dollar that was spent. And that kind of return on investment is one that we see over and over and over again. So a dollar spent in medical research is well worth the return on investment.
Has the federally funded research at U of M been able to continue during this shutdown?
Well, we do continue because, of course, we've had investments that have been made in the past, but there is funding that currently is at risk. So, for example, grants that we would have submitted right now, those are in jeopardy. So there are grants that we would have been submitting for the October 5th deadline, and we don't know what is going to happen to those.
So what you're doing is looking down the road and fearing the ripple effect.
Exactly. And so there is undoubtedly a lot at stake with respect to the future of biomedical research. And what that really positions us for is the question of whether the United States will continue to be a major leader in biomedical innovation. And I have grave concerns about what that means for us as a nation.
What do you think, Dr. Peskovitz, it says to the rest of the world, looking at the fact that biomedical research funding is down 5% in this country? What are we saying?
This is a value statement. And so when we make a decision about how we invest our federal national resources, we are telling the world what we value. And so I think it's a question of how we decide what we believe in. And so when we decide not to invest in research, and by the way, historically, we have as a country chosen in a bipartisan way to invest in biomedical research. When we no longer continue to do that, we will be telling the world that this no longer matters.
And at the same time, there is much talk in Washington and valid talk about the debt ceiling, about the fact that it's time that Uncle Sam stops spending so much more than he's taking in. Can you envision a time when you will have to go elsewhere for research grants?
Well, we do already. And let me just say that we are not solely dependent on the federal government for research dollars. And I think it's important for the public to understand that we depend on numerous sources for research. Industry today invests in itself. The pharmaceutical industry is an important source of funding. Philanthropy is also an important source of funding. And I also think it's important to note that the health systems, not just our own, but health systems in general, are working diligently to cut the costs of the health delivery system to try to maximize how we can improve the cost of delivering health care. And this is a very important thing that all of us are obligated to do, because it is costing us too much money. We spend too much of our gross domestic product on health care today. So we have obligations across the board to improve research into how we deliver health care. But there's no question that we still need to make new discoveries, and it is important for us to allow the federal government, through the NIH, through the National Science Foundation, and others, to continue to invest in new discoveries and through the creation of new knowledge.
Dr. Ora Peskovitz, CEO of the University of Michigan Health System, and she's also the Executive Vice President for Medical Affairs. Thanks for joining us today and talking with us.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.